A group of Juneau residents have been trying to remove a transitional home for just-released female inmates from their neighborhood for over a year. After exhausting all municipal appeal options, the Neighborhood Association is taking the fight to court. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Haven House can continue operating on Melissa Drive in the Mendenhall Valley for now. The Juneau Assembly denied the Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association's appeal Monday, upholding the Planning Commission's decision to allow permitting for Haven House. Attorney Dan Bruce represents the Neighborhood Association.
My clients intend to appeal that decision to the Superior Court.
He wants the state court to overturn the city's decision. Bruce and his clients continue to argue that Haven House is a halfway house, which, under city code, isn't allowed in typical residential districts, like the area around Melissa Drive.
Haven House is the only non-single-family use in that whole neighborhood.
Bruce says the home will have an adverse effect on the neighborhood and lower property values. He hopes the legal fight will shut the house down. Haven House Director Kara Nelson says she isn't surprised. In the beginning of the Tall Timbers protest, she says she took it personally. Nelson herself has been in prison and struggled with addiction. She's been sober since 2011. Now she sees the fight as an opportunity.
It really brings a good challenge for those of us that have been in prison to really show what we know, and that is what we're being perceived as is not true when we're living in long-term recovery.
Haven House is a faith-based nonprofit. It provides a structured living situation where residents have to come up with an individual action plan and get the support to follow it through. They must attend some sort of women's support, recovery, or Bible group. Haven House can accept up to 9 women transitioning out of prison who can live there for up to 2 years. Nelson says the Tall Timbers' perception of what Haven House will do to the neighborhood is an example of the stigma Haven House residents face on a daily basis.
We're not going to be ashamed. We're not dismissing the crimes that have been committed. But what we're saying is addiction is a disease. And so we're focusing on the solution. The solution is long-term recovery. And to do that, you surround yourself with other people who have done it before you.
Nelson says it's been a long journey to get Haven House going. And she says an appeal at the Superior Court level is just another step. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.